So what were some of the things that you had to do to prepare either for Miss North Carolina team or for Miss America's team?
Well, one thing that I found that was actually really fascinating was the interview portion of it all. You know, learning so many fun facts about the greatest nation that we live in, and then, of course, learning so many things about North Carolina was so fascinating to me, and it made the process go by so much easier because I knew that, you know, if I didn't win, I'm getting all of these interview skills out of it so that one day I can walk in for a job and feel confident in my interview skills, knowing that the Miss America opportunity has prepared me for this job. So I knew something was coming out of it no matter what, win or lose, and that was definitely the best part for me.
Welcome to another episode of Best of Johnston County, brought to you by Breeden Law Office. Our host, Jonathan Breeden, an experienced family lawyer with a deep connection to the community, is ready to take you on a journey through the area that he has called home for over 20 years. Whether it's a deep dive into the love locals have for the county or unraveling the complexities of family law, Best of Johnston County presents an authentic slice of this unique community.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Best of Johnston County podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Breeden, and today we have a special guest, Miss America's teen, Hanley House. She has recently been crowned that down in Florida, and we're going to talk about how you go from growing up in the Cleveland community to Miss America's teen, and it's a fascinating story. I think you will find it as enlightening and as enjoyable as I have gotten to learn it, and so that's what we're going to talk about here today. Welcome.
So nice to be here today. I cannot wait to tell you all about my journey, all about my story. It's going to be so fun.
Well, cool. Well, we'll start with, I guess, you know, we always start biographical. Normally we have business people and they went to college here and they moved here. But I think, I mean, you were born and raised right here, right?
I was born and raised right here in Johnston County. I'm a Cleveland girl. I've attended Cleveland Elementary School, Cleveland Middle School. I go to Cleveland High School now, and I'm dually enrolled at Wake Tech Community College, getting my college credits.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. And I guess for people that don't realize that, if you have a child in high school in North Carolina, they can take any class in a North Carolina community college for free. Sometimes you have to pay for the books depending on which county, but even in Johnston County, I think Johnston County pays for the books. And you can start earning those college credits, College Career Promise, or CCP for short, classes. I was had the fortunate thing to be on the Johnston Community College Board of Trustees from 2015 to 2019, and that was a huge program for us back then. Sure. And more children have gotten into it, and so you're taking part of that. What are some of the classes you're taking at Wake Tech?
So as of right now, I'm taking just English 112. Last semester, I took English 111, and then I went ahead and started my Spanish courses there, getting my Spanish credits to graduate high school. But as of right now, I'm super, super busy traveling the nation, really, as being Miss America's teen. And so just really focusing on my education, but co-partnering with the Miss America opportunity as well.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you say English 111 and English 112, you know, now that all these classes sort of directly transfer, those were the same two Englishes I took at NC State 30 years ago.
Yeah,
you know what
so
I mean?
Funny.
It's like I remember English 111. You had to write a persuasion and you had to write an argument and, you know, and all that stuff. And we have a friend here in the Cleveland community who teaches those classes at Wake Tech. And it's fun to talk to her because it's the same basic syllabus with the same course numbers 30 years later. It's like deja vu.
Right.
So anyway, so how many hours of college credit do you think you'll end up with? I mean, you're only a junior by the time this is done.
I am a junior. You know, I really don't know right now because I am taking it easier this semester.
Right.
This is so new to me, the Miss America opportunity. I was just crowned literally a month ago.
Right.
And so literally just being able to kind of figure it out, adjust to this new lifestyle, coming back to school and, you know, everybody knowing who you are now, it was crazy to me because I'm always the girl that I get up literally, this is a fun fact, by the way, I get up about 5 minutes before I have to leave. I brush my teeth, put on deodorant, and I get out the door. So I'm literally, like, I wear a sweatshirt, I put my hood on at school, I'm like, nobody look at me. And now everybody's like, oh, you're not hiding from us anymore. So anyways, I'm definitely that girl. But you would never know seeing me on the Miss America's teen stage. I actually texted my mom the day before I left for Miss America, and I sent her a picture of me at school. I was like, you would never know I'm competing for Miss America tomorrow. You would never know. You would never know. But
I mean, you never do. So anyway, so when did you decide, or when did you start in the pageant business? Since some people start when they're 4 or 5, some people start when they're 15. When did you start?
Well, I would have to say I've always enjoyed watching toddlers and tiaras, but pageants have never been my thing. They've just never been my thing. I've never really found an interest in them, but seeing the Miss Cleveland High School pageant and seeing all of the former Miss Cleveland High Schools being able to represent our great school in such a way, you know, I don't play a sport. I dance 17 hours a week. And so I stay at the dance studio. I don't have time to, you know, play a sport other than I was a volleyball manager my freshman year. And so that was a really fun opportunity. But other than that, I really haven't been able to get really involved in school that way. And so I went out on a limb and I competed for Miss Cleveland High School and I lost. And Miss Cora Godwin, my assistant principal at the time, you know, asked me to come into her office the next day and was like, you know, I see something in you. I want you to come compete for the Cleveland Johnson County organization, which is a prelim to Miss North Carolina. So I was like, you know what? If I thought about it over and over again, I was like, what happens? Like, what will happen? I can't even win my high school pageant. How am I going to win a prelim to Miss North Carolina? And, you know, I just prayed about it a lot. And I was like, you know what? I have everything. I prepared so much. Like, let's just do it. Let's go out on another limb. So I competed for Miss Cleveland's teen on January 28th of 2023. I won. And so I prepared for 6 months after that. And I went to Miss North Carolina's teen. That was the best week of my life. And I won that as well. And then I competed for I knew that that meant I was going to have to go to Miss America's teen. And what am I thinking in my head? I'm like, oh my goodness, like I didn't win my high school pageant, you know, and here I am competing for Miss America. So it's definitely a full circle moment in such a way. And, you know, coming from a girl that hasn't done pageants, but hasn't had somebody telling her how to walk her whole entire life, how to look a certain way, how to stand a certain way. You know, I live in front of a pond. So a pond is literally in our backyard in our neighborhood. And I grew up going fishing in that pond, literally getting my hands in the mud in that pond. Like, you know, that's just been my life. I've spent it at the studio or I've spent it outside at my house, basically. And so I never would have thought I would be in pageants, but here I am. And so I prepared for 6 months and then I won Miss America's teen.
Well, it's not too late. I mean, you know, some people start when they're 3 or 4. Right. Sounds like you started just maybe a year ago.
Literally.
You're saying, that's absolutely crazy that you can go from having not done it to winning a national competition.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if you have talent and you do it right, you know, you don't have to do it forever. I mean, the famous thing is Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player to ever live, was cut from his high school basketball team.
See, I think me and Michael Jordan's story are a lot alike. You know, I like to say I have a Michael Jordan story. So,
he's interesting. If he had just gone to NC State, not Chapel Hill. But anyway, that's another story.
We got him.
Oh, that's another story. But anyway. Oh man, Chapel Hill. I don't know. Me and NC State graduate, it's tough. But anyway, sort of a fast rise. So what were some of the things that you had to do to prepare either for Miss North Carolina teen or for Miss America's teen?
Well, one thing that I found that was actually really fascinating was the interview portion of it all. You know, learning so many fun facts about the greatest nation that we live in. And then, of course, learning so many things about North Carolina was so fascinating to me. And it made the process go by so much easier because I knew that, you know, if I didn't win, I'm getting all of these interview skills out of it so that one day I can walk in for a job and feel confident in my interview skills, knowing that the Miss America opportunity has prepared me for this job. So I knew something was coming out of it no matter what, win or lose. And that was definitely the best part for me, just being able to, and then also seeing my parents find it so, you know, cool that I'm 16 years old and I go into mock interviews every single night at 10 o'clock preparing for Miss America. And so, you know, when I won, the long nights, the early mornings, it was all worth it. I say the blood, sweat, and tears, just because there was so much work that was put into it and it just felt like it was all worth it.
Right. So who were some of the people that helped, I guess, coach you through these mock interviews and what to do to help you get ready?
Okay, so definitely with the titles that I won comes with a committee. And I wouldn't be here without the Miss Cleveland, Miss Johnston County Organization Committee, Miss Cora Godwin, that got me started on the whole entire process. And then also my Miss North Carolina board was so, you know, believing in, they would never stop believing in me no matter what. Coming from a literal girl that just competed from her high school pageant, and here I am, you know, I've never done it before, I'm clueless, and I'm going to Miss America.
Right.
And, you know, that look was shown on my face many times, you know, many times they could see the fear in my eyes, but they could also see how much I loved it and how much fun that I was having. And they never stopped believing in me.
So what was your all pageants, I guess, contestants sort of a platform? What was yours?
So mine is my community service initiative is called Passion to Profit. It shares my journey of when I was 10 years old, I was like auditioning and being accepted into some of the most respected ballet schools in the country. And for me, this meant increased costs. So like extracurricular activities do, they're a costly thing. And so this meant that if I wanted to pursue my dreams, I would have to help pay for it. So I created a small business that gave me so much more than just a monetary return. I learned so many real world skills that I soon learned that many teens lack today. Community reinvestment, brand marketing, financial management, all real world skills that are preparing me to be a business owner one day.
Right. So what did your business do? I know you started a business. What all did it do?
Yes. Okay. So it's called Two Little Blondes.
Okay.
My mom calls me and my little sister her Two Little Blondes. I know, cheesy, right? But it works. But I have a vinyl cutting machine. I got it for Christmas one year and I was able to make, you know, monograms and stickers. And then soon I realized that I was making these things for my teachers and my friends and my neighbors and things like that, that I could start selling these things. So I created a business out of it and I started making like little girls matching birthday party shirts, matching pajamas, like water bottles with monograms on it, labels, simple things like that.
Well, that's cool. Do you still have that business?
Well, I will have to say it's on a pause right now. I'm a very busy girl. And so I cannot, unfortunately, I can't do everything at once, but I hope to. I actually want to be a business owner when I grow up. I want to own my own business in interior design with a side of architecture. I hope to open up my own business. Maybe I could open up Two Little Blondes back again.
I mean, that could be. And your sister could go in business with you when it's
right.
all said
and actually,
done.
Leighton, I don't know. She'd be like, girl, no, I'm not doing that.
That's funny.
Have family law questions? Need guidance to navigate legal challenges? The compassionate team at Breeden Law Office is here to help. Visit us at www.breedenfirm.com for practical advice, resources, or to book a consultation. Remember, when life gets messy, you don't have to face it alone.
So, So what were some of your other goals here as Miss America's teen over the next, I guess, 12 months?
For sure. Well, we do have many sponsors, and I hope to visit all of our sponsors and give them, highlight them as much as I can. That's a big goal that I have, as well as growing the following for the Miss America's Teen social media. So if you guys want to go follow Miss America's Teen on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, all of our social medias. And that's a big goal for me, is just to keep growing that social media platform, just to get people to know about Miss America again. You know, that was such a big thing and it was kind of lost throughout the years, but now it's back and I cannot wait to continue rebuilding the Miss America brand. And then also, you know, traveling so much, I can't wait to see the world.
Right.
I feel like I mean, growing up in Johnston County has been great. Do not get me wrong, but I can't wait to see the world.
The world is a fascinating place.
Right?
I was fortunate enough to be able to go to El Salvador last week. I also have been to, it was in Mexico for the first time and met some fascinating people. And Mexican food is much better in Mexico than it is in North Carolina. I've learned that now. And the one thing you will learn, I've been fortunate, I don't know how many countries I've been in, but I've been in a lot, and is that people are people. And they are genuinely good people all over this world. And some may not have as much as others, but they're all kind. And most will give you the shirt off their back. And I've been in third world countries, second world countries, and I think you will find that. And the more you travel around the world, I think you will see just how good human beings just are.
For sure.
In general. You know, there are some bad apples, but in general, human beings and citizens all over the world are great people. And I think you'll really enjoy it and be glad to tell you some of my favorite spots that I've been in around the world over the years. It's really fascinating. I love to travel and I'm glad you do as well. So what were the, I guess when you're in the pageant, I don't know, is there like a, what are the different competitions within it? I mean, is there like, is there talent? And yeah. I mean, I don't know how this works.
Yeah. So there's different phases of competition. In the Miss America organization, we have talent, which is a huge portion. We have interview, we have fitness, and we have evening gown. And so these all, you know, play into the overall score. In the Miss America opportunity, there's such thing as Miss America Fit. And that's where the fitness kind of comes into play. Having a fit lifestyle is very important. This doesn't mean just physically fit. It also means mentally fit. And having a healthy body is really important. You can't do the job. You can't get up every single day if you're not healthy.
Right.
And you can't be ready to work if you're not healthy and you're not in it for the right reasons. And so that's exactly where the Miss America Fit portion plays into the organization. And then of course, talent, which I feel like I've been preparing for that moment my whole entire life, being a dancer and dancing 17 hours a week since I was a little girl.
That's a lot. That's a lot of dancing. That's a lot of dancing. So what do you believe you have learned? You know, different people have different opinions on pageants. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You are new to the pageant scene, mm-hmm. very new, but now you've won a major pageant. What do you believe you have learned from it? And why would you encourage other people to go into it?
So
I don't know if you would. I'm assuming.
Of course. There is the stereotypical, you know, pageants is only about the way you look. And that could not be furthest from the truth. That is not the truth at all. And being a part of pageants, I've learned that for myself. I've been able to see that firsthand. And I feel like my story kind of goes to show that, you know, I haven't been growing up doing this. You don't have to be in it since you were a little girl. And, you know, you don't have to have people telling you how to walk, how to stand a certain way, how to look a certain way. You don't have to have all of that. I've earned so much scholarship money over the past year being a part of the Miss America opportunity. I have $76,000 to go to school. And that's something that has made an everlasting impact on mine and my family's lives. And we are so grateful for those scholarship funds. And that's just another reason why it is just not about the way you look, you know,
it's really
about, you know, the interview skills. It's about, you know, the talent. You know, and I've made so many friends during the whole entire process, from being at Miss North Carolina and making 41 other friends, going to Miss America and making 50 other friends is crazy.
Right. So you have a positive look on it. I mean, you're brand new at it, but it's a positive view.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about Johnson County. What are some of your favorite restaurants?
Oh, I love Johnson County. This is my favorite part of our whole podcast today. Literally, I love talking about Johnson County. I could talk about it forever. But my favorite parts, I love the restaurants. Redneck Barbecue Lab has my heart. I love the Ugly Mug. I take all my friends. When my friends are in town, I always take them to the Ugly Mug. And, you know, I love the people here. The community is a huge part of where I am today. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Johnson County community rallying around me nonstop. I just wouldn't be where I am.
Well, what is some places? I like Redneck Barbecue Lab as well, at Exit 319. Ugly Mug, Jeremy and those guys are great there.
Yeah.
I enjoy going to the Clubhouse, which is right there as well.
Love the Clubhouse.
Yeah, and of course now Clayton is going to get an Outback Steakhouse and a Popeye's Chicken on Highway 70, right next to Gold's Gym. So more and more things are coming. There's going to be a Mellow Mushroom at Flowers Plantation. They're building that, as well as another Biscuitville out 42 East on that side of Johnson County. So lots of stuff. Have you had a chance to go to the North State Food Hall in Selma yet?
I have not.
Yeah, there's a lot of good vendors in there too. So I would encourage you to stop by
there. I will have to say I love Mellow Mushroom. That is probably one of my favorite places to eat. And so I'm excited about that. I had no idea about that. So
yeah,
I can't wait to go home and tell my family about
that. Right. There's a ton of great new restaurants coming here. What are some other things you like to do around Johnson County?
Oh my gosh. I love hanging out with my friends. Whenever I get the chance, my friends always text me. They're like, Hanley, can you hang out? Hanley, like, we miss you so much. And I miss them so much. I miss hanging out with them every single day. But being on the job, I do stay very busy. But my friends will always have a special place in my heart.
Right.
Yeah.
Are there any parks or businesses that you visit?
Okay, Broadmoor Recreation. I love going to the pool. It's right across the street from where I live.
Right.
And, you know, I'm a pickleball girl. I love playing pickleball.
Pickleball, I do.
My friends would not tell you that I'm very good at it, but I love to play. I think it's so fun. And playing pickleball has always been so fun for me and my friends. So that's definitely something I love to do.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So where, if people wanted to follow along with you and your travels over the next 12 months as Miss America's Teen, how could they go about doing that?
So you can find my Instagram, which is Miss America's Teen, just on Instagram. And we have a pretty big following right now, but I would, like I said, I would love to continue growing our following. So if you all could go follow our Instagram, that would be fantastic. If you want to follow my personal page, it's Hanley_House on Instagram as well and Facebook. And so, yeah, those are the main platforms. And then there's also TikTok as well that has some fun videos and things that you can learn more about the Miss America opportunity if you are looking to compete in a local prelim and just kind of get started like I did.
Well, that's cool. And what does Miss America, they have something to do with American Heart Association. What are some of their philanthropic, I can't say it, causes? But I thought it was the American Heart Association, but I could be wrong.
Oh, yes. So the Miss America opportunity, it's not called organization anymore. We have a new CEO. And so all of the language is kind of changed over. Okay. So it's called the Miss America opportunity. But we have a brand new partnership with the American Heart Association that is a 3-year long partnership. And so it's very fitting. We're in February. It's Valentine's Day is tomorrow. I'm super excited about it. But just being able to wear the American Heart Association motto across our chest at all time, sharing that, you know, heart disease and stroke are the number one cause right now for cause of death for women today. And so being able to just spread awareness for that and, you know, make sure that you know you're paying attention to your body, you're paying attention to your heart, and, you know, always doing the right things to keep yourself healthy.
Well, cool. Thanks a lot. I guess the last question we always ask everybody is, what do you love most about Johnston County?
I think I said this already, but the people have always, you know, had a very special place in my heart, and I cannot wait to continue making Johnston County proud.
Well, that is the most common answer we get on this podcast. It's the thing I love the most about Johnston County, and that is what most people that have been on this podcast have said. It's the people and the small town feel, even though it is one of the fastest growing counties in the entire United States.
Of course.
Well, cool. Well, we would like to thank Hanley House for coming on to the Best of Johnston County podcast. If this is your first time watching or listening to this podcast, if you would do us a favor of liking, follow, or subscribing to this podcast at wherever you're seeing it, whether it be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or you're watching any of our many clips that we put out on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, so that you'll be aware of future episodes of the Best of Johnston County podcast. If you would also be kind enough to give us a 5-star review down at the bottom, wherever you're seeing this podcast, that helps with our visibility so other people will learn about the Best of Johnston County podcast. We have new episodes that come out every Monday. If this is your first time, go back and listen to some of the previous ones we've had. We've had Representative Donna White. We had Patrick Harris, one of the Johnston County commissioners, Ted Godwin, a Johnston County commissioner, as well as several other small business owners in the area talking about why they love Johnston County. We had Adrian O'Neill, the Johnston County Parks and Rec Director, talking about the new park in the Cleveland community and the Mountains to the Sea Trail. All of these can be found at the same place you found this podcast, and you can learn more about Johnston County and why I and Hanley love Johnston County so much. Till next time, I'm Jonathan Breeden, your host.
That's the end of today's episode of Best of Johnston County, a show brought to you by the trusted team at Breeden Law Office. We thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to sharing more interesting facets of this community next week. Every story, every viewpoint adds another thread to the rich tapestry of Johnston County. If the legal aspects highlighted raise some questions, help is just around the corner at www.breedenfirm.com.